Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
You found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this song is out for all you Gucci bag carriers out there. It's Centurion Sect, Beaten Up.
Outside a kebab shop in Hull, they stamped on a poor bloke's skull. Like a breaking plate, it smashed on concrete, piss and glass, a future dashed.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If ever I say Cemetery Surfers, I seem to get all my teeth in a mess in the Cemetery Surfers. That was Centurion Sect and a track off their forthcoming latest album. I'm not sure whether it's a demo or whether it's a finished article and whether these are going to become the album or not. If you were here with me right now, you'd see me gesticulating wildly, Tony. I've got my hands all over the place here.
Okay.
I'm giving it a right. What was he called? The bloke who... Oh, now, I can't remember his name. Who used to do the plants and that. The plant programmes.
What was he called? Bellamy.
David Bellamy, that's right. Well done, you.
Wow.
Word Association plant programme, Bellamy. Brilliant. Yes, I'm absolutely loving the tracks they sent through. I could pick any one of them really to play on the show, and over the next few months I imagine I will. That was the latest one we played from that. What is Centurion Sect's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Nil, and that track came all the way from Whitstable.
Ooh,
that's right, the punk Tropical. Rock capital of the Kentish coast.
Nice.
Right, I've got no additional material this week, Tony. No jokes or poems, sadly. It's like you lot don't care anymore. If you do have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I like them. I know I could write some myself, but I'm lazy. Two tracks in a row now, Tony.
Oh, okay.
quite exciting, this one. I'm really pleased about this one. This is a free download. It's a new release from Ion Morph and Strangler John. It's come through via German Shepherd Records. The best way to get this thing is via the Facebook page. What do you think the Facebook page is for Ion Morph?
Facebook.com/IonMorph?
No, facebook.com/pages/ion-morph/68887590788-7340. What is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's a default URL,
Default URL. It upset me so much, I hiccuped. If you type in ion, I-O-N, and then morph, N-O-R-P-H, and then band, you will get to the information. That's probably the easiest way to do it. Really, really good song as well. Quite a departure for 50% of the hamsters.
Okay.
I think it's 50% of the hamsters rather than 66.6%. I think there's four of them. I might be wrong there. Anyway, very good. Stay tuned for some Swedish punk after this, Tone. But in the meantime, Paul of the Internet 1, Tony 1, and this is Too Much Religion.
Makes every second drag. Too much religion in his household. Too much religion is bad, bad, bad. Rubbing up Minnie Mouse. Squeaks, I wanna go home with you. Fucked his brother back at the house. Deciding to take himself in hand. Scooby-Doo window pane. Riding and a jerking. Calls out mummy's name. Name in vain. Too much religion in his household. Makes every second drag. Too much religion in his household. Too much religion is bad.
Uncle Foamy.
Thank you.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was TVI from the album Mythoman, which came out last year, and a track called Real Sick. TVI are Swedish, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
What is their website?
TVI.se.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Instep 1. I think you're looking good this week, my friend.
Excellent.
You're looking good. Great album, Mythoman. What I like about TVI is that all of their songs are about a minute long, which means they can get about 35 of them on an album. So you do get VFM, Tony, that is.
Value for money.
Exactly. Look at us being all cool. if you get a make a TVI purchase. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Beautifully sung. Thank you, Katie Boyle.
It's beautiful. Thanks for your comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. That's what Facebook is there for, pretty much. I'm still working through a little bit of a backlog. It's quite nice. So I've got two comments for this week. This is for, last week's show. And Timo Schmidt. It was a pre-record. He says, I love pre-recorded shows. I get totally confused when Paulie B gets confused. And Tony sorts us all out and does a great job in the beds. Auto-correct, want to change it to, and does a great job in the beds. But I can't comment on that. I do a great job everywhere in the bed, Timo. Thank you very much for getting in touch.
It is ever so confusing when we do one of those shows.
You think we'd get better.
Yeah, no. I'm pleased it isn't very often.
No. Nez Corey has been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
In response to last week's show, which was a little bit late, he says, what day is it? Without my Punky, I'm at a loss. What with episodes recorded in the past and played in the future, now no Punky at all. Was it a dream? Must go find old episodes before I go cold turkey. Yeah, sorry about that. It was we were a little bit late last week. We had a few technical issues and it was a bit late. So it was up Friday afternoon. But
well, and we were in other countries.
Yeah, we've got pretty good excuses. Time travel does take its toll.
We had a plethora of excuses for the show going up late last week, but we still got it up.
Be thankful you got a show last week.
That's the thing, Tone. After 10 years of doing this, you can count on the pair of us to still be able to get it up.
Damn right.
Yeah.
That's it for Facebook this week.
Well, in that case then, let's hear it again.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Thank you, Paul and Katie Boyle, for doing that for us. You really should try and get out more.
Yes, right. Thank you very much.
I'm very excited, Tony. I've been a bit cheeky here. I don't normally play a band 2 weeks in a row, or try not to, but when Limousine sends you a couple of tracks, I can't stop myself. So last week you heard a new track from them called We Stole Your Rider. I think it was called that. We Took Your Rider, We Stole Your Rider. This week, the other track they sent me, because I just love them so much. They're so such wonderful people, Tony.
Mm.
Such wonderful people. And they've got that sort of dirty, grungy, bluesy, garagey thing going on, and it all sounds like it's going to have a bit of a party when you're around with them, doesn't it? And my experience of them is, having met them the once, is that you do have a bit of a party when you're with them.
Did you actually see them then in the end? I can't remember.
I actually saw them.
Excellent.
Me and five other people. But no, they did a gig on Denmark Street across the road from the old 12 Bar Club.
Ah, okay.
And they were on first, which was great because it meant that we could go. So we watched the band. It was good. They were on 95. There were loads of people there. Really, really good gig. And then we went out and had a few beers afterwards. And as a direct result of that, I went to see King Automatic the next day. I had a right old 2 days of it, didn't I? Yes, sir.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, indeed. So anyway, Tony, what is Limousine's website?
Limousine.co.uk?
No, limousineband.com. No. It's Limousine, L-I-M-O-Z-I-N-E. Paulie being internet too. Tony too. I don't want to worry you, Tony, but it's a Cannibal Apocalypse.
100 million, your best seat. You're the girl that's time, but that you need nothing for me. I'm going back in time, cause I got to kill you. We're so in the future, I wouldn't date you. The dirt to dirt, shit to shit. It's gonna turn into a cannibal apocalypse. How many mistakes I made, my damn nose. You're top of my list, girl, you get my votes. I'm
You're listening to Guana Bets Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine. Makes me happy. Few things make me happier than seeing Limousine, Tony.
What's that?
But one of those things happened last week. Did you only do anything last week?
No. No.
Didn't you?
No. Got back from holiday and just frankly just crashed and just didn't do a great deal. And back at work. But thing, yeah, not lots of things happening at the same time at the minute, but it's all worky thingy. So, yeah. What did you get up to?
I found myself in the Midlands over the weekend, Tony, and on Saturday night in that there Wakefield, King Kurt were playing, so I went.
Nice.
Brilliant. Had an absolutely brilliant time. And hello to Kitten and Russ, who were very surprised to see me there because I hadn't let them know that I was going. And a good time was had by all. King Kurt were on brilliant form. The Smeg was hilarious. The whole band were absolutely hilarious. And there was a poignant moment towards the end of the set when the Smeg, having just done something ridiculous, the lead singer that is, just looked at the crowd and said, I'm 53 and a half years old and my life is pointless. Right? And we all felt exactly the same, right? It was such a good gig, like really, really good fun. Well done to King Kurt for being excellent. And I've now, they've reinvigorated my love for them. And I'm looking forward to seeing them again as soon as I get the chance to. So this means, Tony, that because I went to see them and it was all brilliant and all that, it's time for From the Vaults when we play play a track from the past. And this one, I think we've played it on the show before.
Right.
It was a B-side, this. It was a B-side on a 12-inch, to be precise. And I think it was Slammers. I think the single was Slammers, and I think the B-side on the 7-inch was A-Power, and on the 12-inch it was A-Power, and this track, the Screaming Abdabs. So not a very well-known track, but absolutely brilliant. Good fun. I'll go as far as to call it infotainment, Tony.
Yeah.
It gives us a little bit of history while we have a little bopper along to it. So we're going to hear it right now, whether you like it or not. Obviously you like it. You're excited, aren't you, Tony?
I am.
You are. So what is King Kurt's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/
King Kurt Official. Now, they have actually got a KingKurt.com website now, but not a lot happens on it, so you're better off going to the Facebook page for latest news on gigs and all that. So it's probably been Internet 3, Tony 2, after a promising start, Tony, you're slipping behind. This is the Screaming Abdabs.
Is any show, long before the lost or rode the camel's back, the Bedouin brigade rose up and rode away, and came raiding down in Egypt, across the old Iraq. From Cairo to the Malay, at their wicked way, moving citadels and temples burning in their tracks. The Egyptians lived in fear, the charm they dread to hear, it came rising from the ashes of the towns they'd sacked. We are the Abdabs, the Screaming Abdabs. We come from Baghdad, we come from Baghdad. We are the Abdabs, the Screaming Abdabs. We come from Baghdad, we come from Baghdad. Decided to get tough, their Achilles heel we'd noticed, then devised a plot. All the beer in every bar, he had poison near and far. Then he sat back and waited for the rains to stop. There's no need to pretend, to us through fear they met their end. They drank their way from town to town, this single band. After stealing Pharaoh's gold, they fell permanently out cold. And peace came back to Egypt and the Holy Land. We are the Abdabs, the Screaming Abdabs. We come from Baghdad, we come from Baghdad. We are the Abdabs, the Screaming Abdabs. We come from Baghdad, we come from Baghdad. We'll be right back.
streets where they had too many drinks. You can hear them chasing Muslims in the evening sky.
We are the Andes, the screaming Andes. We are the Andes, we are the Andes. We are the Andes, the screaming Andes. We are the Andes, we are the Andes. We are the Andes, the screaming Andes. We are the Andes, we are the Andes. We are the Andes, the screaming Andes. We are the Andes, we are the Andes.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm losing it a bit this week. I'm too excited about playing Limousine and then Kinker in a row. I can't quite cope. While I'm trying to cope, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar. It's still on Holloway Road. Do check it out. It's with the old Fibbers place, apparently. 203 Holloway Road. I don't know what's happening this week at 12 Bar. There's something strange going on because there's not many gigs. Nothing's on Saturday night and nothing's really much on around it. I've got something for Sunday and something for Monday. Apart from that, pretty quiet at 12 Bar. Maybe a bit of a holiday period.
Right, so what are you doing instead then?
Now, I've got a couple of gigs, but it's just Sunday and Monday night, so they're a little bit out of the norm.
What?
But so, Sunday night, open mic night, hosted by Vince McMahon. This goes on for once every so often. The open mic night, Sunday night, how much do you think it is for that?
Free entry.
It is.
Yes.
Free entry. And Monday night, time of the month, or time of the mouth, sorry, and HV Man, could be human, could be HV Man, I'm going to say Hoof Man.
Right.
It's a first step management night.
Oh, wow.
So it could be, it's Monday night. Anything can happen. How much do you think?
You know what? I think that might be free as well.
£3.
Oh, that's what I said. I said £3.
Nice.
Regardless, it's number three.
It's number three.
I've never even heard of the beast.
Nah.
It's very biblical down that end of the street. They're, now 663 divided by 2 is 331 and a half. Yes. No, there'll be 332 doors away from the beast.
Yeah.
Definitely. They won't even have stood in satanic white dog shit from there. Not a chance. That dried hellhound poo would have never got as far as them. See, if they were going that far, they'd drive.
Exactly.
Exactly.
No way.
Lucky people. Oh, to live at number three. Devil Gate Drive. Well, in that case, Tony. Oh, no, that doesn't quite. I'll tell you what. I'll just mention on Saturday night, King Salami and the Cumberland 3 and O'Gunquit are doing a gig in London. But I don't have more information than that. It was sent to me by my mate Bard on Facebook, and he just said, are you going to this? And I went, no, I'm doing something else, which you hear about later on the show. So I didn't look any further down it. But if you fancy something on Saturday night in North London, there is a gig featuring King Salami and the Cumberland 3 and O'Gunquit.
Nice.
And that's very exciting because they're both brilliant.
And both featured on the show, aren't they, at various times?
Exactly. But for the time being, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12
etc. And strangely enough, we're playing a track by O'Gunquit right now, Tony.
Excellent.
O'Gunquit, very interesting name, O'Gunquit. Oh, Gunquit.
Oh, God.
I didn't know about it. And then, I've been reading these Lee Child, Jack Reacher books. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, I'm working my way through them chronologically.
I did that, yeah.
And I'm, like, five or six books in, there was reference, or rather, down the... Actually, there wasn't reference. I was tracing where the character was in the United States of America, and I traced through a journey he'd done, and he went past a place called Ogunquit.
Oh.
Without the exclamation mark, one word, Ogunquit, which I think is probably pronounced, so it's obviously an old Indian word, an old Native American word, should I say. And Ogunquit, so without an exclamation mark, spread the two words apart, we've gone, oh, Gunquit. And I'm loving it even more now. So Ogunquit is in New England, and Ogunquit are in Old England.
Ah,
yeah. That's right, they're a London town band. And we're going to play, I'll tell you what, I'll ask you about the website after we've heard it, shall I?
Okay.
Head Bites Tail. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ogunquit. Track called Head Bites Tall. Tony, what is Ogunquit's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Ogunquit.
Yeah, but is it with an exclamation mark?
No.
No. So it's actually Facebook.com/Ogunquit.
Ah.
Yes, it's spelled Ogunquit, which means it could be mistaken for the fishing village in New England. But I doubt it. I doubt they've got a Facebook page, quite frankly. They don't look to have more than a couple of huts. Poorly been in Snet 3, Tony 3.
Excellent.
Yeah. So far, so good. Are you doing anything this week?
No. Don't think so. Might go and watch Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't been to cinema in a while, so we might go and watch that.
Well, you know what? If you do, maybe you could do a movie review.
I will if I do go see it, yes.
Yeah. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah, what are you up to?
I've got a big weekend this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the 4th annual Hitchin Comedy Festival, which I've organised by myself, all me, yes, that's right. You can find out all details about it on lastminutecomedy.com. Friday night features, I wouldn't say run-of-the-mill, but the kind of comedy show I normally do with me as MC and two acts, and I might do a little set of it myself as well. The acts are Colin Chadwick, who was one of the runners-up in my new act competition this year, and a brilliant act called Steve Day, who, to my knowledge, is the only deaf comedian on the comedy circuit.
Oh, okay.
And he's also very, very funny, and originally from Stevenage. So he's only from next door as well, and he's using the gig as an excuse to go and see his mum, dad.
Not very nice.
Well, he can't hear him. So that's Friday. Tickets are £10. They're limited to 50. There's only 50 seats in this venue for each gig. On the Saturday, we've got 5 solo shows during the day and then a comedy show at night with that features some of the acts that have been on during the day doing club sets. Each show is £5 each, and you can buy tickets from the pub itself, the Victoria. I do recommend you try and buy advance tickets. You can take your chances on the door. They won't all be sold out, but better safe than sorry. And it kicks off at 2:30 in the afternoon, and each show is about an hour long. Sunday, we've got the same thing again, but we've got 5 shows, the last of which is Phil Jupitus, but he's sold out.
Okay.
Not as in sold out, but all the tickets are gone. He hasn't sold out. He stayed true to his roots, but all the tickets are gone. But there are still tickets available for, now I've got to think about this in order, Silky, Gavin Webster, Joey Carter and Michael Fabry, 4 fabulous comics. So if you do get the chance to go to any of those shows, do, and say hello when you do. I'll be on the door. Basically, I'm going to be in the pub for 3 days, Tony.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah. I'm quite looking forward to it.
So you're not going to see Jurassic World then?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, well.
Not a chance. Not a chance at all. A whelk has got more chance of surviving the acid flames of hell than me seeing Jurassic World this weekend, Tony.
Right.
What's the point of both of us seeing it?
That's true.
That's why. It's not, you know, it's nothing personal.
No, no.
Anyway, look, you find out more information, lastminutecomedy.com. There's also a Facebook page for it. Just type in Hitchin Comedy Festival to the internet. You'll find something or other.
Right.
2 songs in a row now, Tony.
Cool.
First up, a band who describe themselves, and I think they're right, as a old school punk rock from New York City.
Excellent.
And they've sent us through 2 tracks, one of which I really like, but I decided not to play for a while, and it's my secret as to why not, but all will become apparent when I do finally play it. So we're going to play the other one. And what I want to know, Tony, is what is Cash Register's website?
CashRegistersBand.com?
CashRegistersNYC.com. I did give you a little clue there, but you weren't expected to pick up on it. I understand that. Anyway, point is, Paulie being step 4, Tony 3, and you know what?
What's that?
All in the past.
I'm sorry.
Goblin.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Atomic Suplex. And you know what? They're from Croydon. And if I was from Croydon, I'd want to be in a band like that.
Excellent.
I'd need to let off some steam. The track was called Firing Line. And a fine track it is too. It's off their latest album. Now, that's come via Dirty Water Records. What is Atomic Suplex's Bandcamp page?
AtomicSuplex.bandcamp.com.
It is. Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 4, with one to go. Oh, it's a cliffhanger. Ooh. What's it going to be? We'll be playing more from Atomic Suplex in future weeks. I'm loving the new album. It's a right old racket. It's brilliant. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Oh.
I know.
Thank the sweet Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Of vaginas.
Yes, thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. And they can be as short or as long as you like. This week's is from Jay, who is the owner of TBFM, who we are featured on Saturday morning. So don't forget to check them out, tbfmonline.co.uk. Listen to us Saturday morning at 11. But yeah, I got a very short sweet email from him. I think as he was listening to the show and he thought about it and just sent one in. This is all you need to do.
Well, thank you very much, Jay.
Yeah, and he says, Kanye West is a twat. From another planet, thinks he's Freddie Mercury.
That man's a lunatic.
I did email him back saying, thank you for that. I should watch the performance. Because I have heard about it and I thought I would just check it out. Oh, God, it was bad.
Right. I've only heard about it because I can't bring myself to watch Glastonbury anyway, especially now. He's a gay fish. But that's that one, isn't it? That is the South Park one. It is him and it is Kanye West.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is Kanye West, yeah. Now he is a gay fish.
Oh, it's so bad.
I wish he'd done that. If he'd started singing that song, the entire audience would have loved him.
If only he had that kind of humour.
Yeah.
But just, he's not the most unconfident chaps, is he?
No.
The Bohemian Rhapsody were appalling.
Oh, I didn't know he'd done Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, he did kind of lead into another song and did like a verse of it and
oh dear.
Oh, it was bad.
Oh dear.
So, I'm not going to argue with this one.
No, but this is 100%. First of all, we'd pretty much agree with anything Jay said anyway. Thanks very much, TBFM, for carrying the show. But you've got a good point here. Go for it, Tony.
Fine point. So, thinking he's Freddie Mercury and playing quite possibly the worst thing I've ever seen at Glastonbury, Kanye West from another planet, apparently,
is a gay fish. Sorry, say it again.
So Kanye West is...
No, you've got to do the old thing again.
Okay, so So for thinking it's Freddie Mercury playing the worst gig ever at Glastonbury, in my humble opinion, and Jay's as well from TBFM Online, Kanye West from another planet.
No, go on.
What? So, for thinking he's Freddie Mercury, playing the worst gig ever at Glastonbury, Kanye West from another planet
is a twat. Beautifully done. Sorry that I wound you up a little bit there. It wasn't on a purpose, but I could tell by your intonation that you weren't very happy about me mucking that up. Because I am a gay fish. Right. One last track this week, Tone, and it's another one from Dirty Water Records. And hello to everyone down there. Hello, PJ and Paul, for doing such a great job of keeping garage punk going. And you know what? They've only ventured out to France for this one. They had Croydon before. Now they've gone to France, mate. Montpellier. I've been to Montpellier. Have you been to Montpellier?
I have. Yeah, well, I drove through it. I went to Barcelona.
Montpellier.
Yeah.
Yes, Montpellier. Mountain Peel. And it's
right,
a band called Les Gris Gris, which I imagine is Les Grice in English.
Okay.
It's Les Grice Grice, but I'm pretty sure it's Les Gris Gris. Les Gris Gris, it could be Les Gris Gris. Les Grice Grice. Tony, what is Les Grice Grice's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Les Grice Grice.
It is. It's LESGRYSGRYS. Facebook.com/Les Grice Grice. Tony 5, Paulie B and the Internet 4. This, at first sight, I thought this might have been a cover version of the Cramps doing a cover of a classic old blues number, but it's not. It's an original. It's completely different. This is It's Mighty Crazy. That's about it for this week. You had a good time, Tone?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to hearing your movie review next week. Also, I'm looking forward to seeing some of you at the Hitchin Comedy Festival this weekend, and hello to those of you I saw at Kinkert last week. Maybe you could just quickly mention the online stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we are on Padunk Radio, which you can find at padunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is radioandrew.se, and we're on, of course, as mentioned, TBFM, which you can find at tbfmonline.co.uk.
Yeah, and do you think you could just mention this Hear Me Out thing as well?
Can do. We are on Hear Me Out, which is an audio version, kind of like audio Twitter, think of it. You can find it at hearmeoutapp.com. You pretty much can't get anything from the website. It's an app only service, so you need to go to hearmeoutapp.com, download the app. There is a Apple, iOS and Android version, and you can sign up and you can follow us, like in Twitter. You can follow us at Punky Radio, and yeah, give us a little audio tweet if you do. That'd be great.
Yeah, we're waiting to see what happens with that thing, aren't we? In fact, that reminds me, I've got my own profile on there and I ought to do something about it. I might stick something on there later on. Oh, you know what? I might do a little thing about the Hitchin Comedy Festival. Who knows? Okay. That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Right. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo! Apoo!
But you can't.